A Menominee Nation lawsuit against social media giants like Meta, Snap, YouTube, and TikTok blames the companies for rewiring the brains of teens and young adults, causing suicidal distress. The suit alleges the algorithms coded into the platforms encourages obsessive scrolling and resulting negative self-image, especially among girls. The lawsuit cites the CDC saying tribal teen suicide rates far exceed the national average, alleging a link to social media use. We are joined now by one of the attorneys for the Menominee Indian Tribe, Tim Purdon, and thanks very much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So your lawsuit describes how soaring suicide and mental illness have devastated tribal communities. What is the situation among the Menominee in Wisconsin?
Well, generally across Indian country, the reservation communities like Menominee, for a long time, decades really, the tribal youth, the teenage populations in those communities, really some of the most at-risk populations in this country. You look at any of the statistics for mental health, suicide rates, those sorts of things. A Native American female teenager has a 5 times rate of suicide risk to a white female teenager. Those sorts of statistics are all too common in Indian country. And over the last 10 years, we've seen injected into that vulnerable population the sophisticated business practices and algorithms of these social media companies, which the growing research and data directly links to decreased mental health amongst teenagers, increased suicides, all those sorts of things.
How exactly, in your belief, does a young person engaging with social media apps contribute to this?
Well, the statistics are clear, right? The CDC studies are clear, and they establish a link. And so that is the scientific basis behind this lawsuit and a number of other lawsuits. I mean, let's be clear, Menominee Indian Tribe is not the first entity to come forward and sue these social media giants for the negative impact on teenage youth mental health. At least 41 state attorneys general filed lawsuits similar to ours last October against these companies, including the attorney general for the state of Wisconsin. So this is a nationwide epidemic, a nationwide crisis, social media platforms impacting young people. And the point of our lawsuit is that in the mix of all that, the most vulnerable population of teenagers in this country are Native teens living in their reservation communities.
And so that is why this is what you describe as a first of its kind lawsuit?
Right. So historically, over the last 150 years, if you will, tribal nations have not necessarily come forward and exercised their sovereignty in this way, coming forward, filing a lawsuit on a public health crisis that's impacting their reservation as it's impacting the rest of the country. In the big tobacco cases of the late 90s, American Indian tribes were not plaintiffs. They didn't sue the big cigarette companies. And when those cases went to trial and settled, tribal communities didn't really share in the settlement dollars. So over the last 5-6 years, you've seen that change. Tribes were heavily involved in the litigation against the national litigation against opioid manufacturers and distributors for the opioid epidemic in this country. Again, an epidemic that has hit tribal communities exceptionally hard. Over 225 federally recognized tribes came forward and filed lawsuits against the opioid manufacturers. And when those cases settled, to date, over $1.5 billion will flow directly to tribes from those settlements. This is the latest situation where tribes are exercising their sovereignty, sitting shoulder to shoulder, if you will, with the state attorney general from Wisconsin, the attorney general from Minnesota, and bringing these cases saying, we are tribal governments, we are sovereign, we have these claims, our people have been impacted. It's a robust, growing exercise of sovereignty by tribal nations in our country.
What is your suit seeking?
Well, I mean, there's been a public health crisis. The suit alleges there's been a public health crisis created here, and we're seeking compensation, abatement. We want to see that the dollars flow to the tribes so they can develop programs to address the growing mental health crisis and suicide crisis that is linked to the business practices of some of these defendants.
And so are there specific ideas, to your knowledge, on the part of the tribes of how they would specifically use this money?
We've taken the first step in what could be a very long journey towards justice here. So to talk about what this might look like at the end, I think is a little premature. I can tell you in the opioid cases, tribes that have received some of that $1.5 billion have built treatment facilities, expanded treatment opportunities on the reservation, and those sorts of mental health treatment, health care options are all too scarce in Indian country. So any monies that can be brought in to bring help to people on the reservation is a big help.
All right, we leave it there. Tim Purton, thanks very much.
Thank you for having me.
Really interesting, thank you.
Yeah, it is, we represent the Menominee in the opioid case as well. And the initial dollars flowed in August, September. And again, those payments are over a number of years, but we have a client in North Dakota that got that opioid money and is building a treatment facility mm-hmm. on the reservation for the first time ever. I mean, the mm-hmm. tribe's 100, the tribe's 1,000 years old, the mm-hmm. government's 100 years old, and they've never had an on-campus or an on-reservation, I should say, treatment facility. So those sorts of dollars are important, and having them flow directly to the tribes rather than to, say, the state government, and then the tribes apply for a grant and that sort of thing, that's a big deal, mm-hmm. big deal.
Mm-hmm. We will be watching it. Thank you,
All right. Thank you. Nice to meet you.
You too.